Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Box Office Breakdown. Information and commentary on weekly movie box office.
Hello, everybody. We are back here at Box Office Breakdown. Yes, and I'm your host, Sarah Stratton, and I'm joined today by Mr. Tom.
Hey.
And we do not have JTE because we have Ace.
What's up?
We're so excited to have you. He's going to be our comic book guy.
That's why I'm here.
Because we're going to talk about Deadpool
a lot today.
Yes, we have some things to catch up on. We weren't here last week. Mm-hmm. We were watching the Super Bowl.
Which is terrible.
So I guess like the rankings of things go like Super Bowl number one, box office, and then Valentine's Day. Because we're here today.
Well, they got the NBA All-Star game today as well. They got the Walking Dead premiere.
Walking Dead premiere.
And Valentine's Day. I think JTE might be on a date or something.
Now, yeah, JTE, man, a lot of people may not know this, but JTE is like a ladies' man. This guy, he's a low-key pimp. He's got a Valentine's Day.
I feel like we need
on to
like kind of stalk him a little bit and see what's happening.
I think, well, he credits me with everything he's been doing lately. With
but
the
you're
women.
Here.
Well, because I have to be.
I know why I'm here. JT assumes he's like, oh, you don't have anything going on Valentine's Day. Why don't you cover for me? But you guys, I'm surprised you guys are here on Valentine's Day.
Well, you know,
priorities.
I have gifts to give to Sarah.
Again, oh, right. Priorities.
There you go.
The first one is...
Oh, I get them now?
This one is from my personal garden.
Oh, that's so funny, because, you know, our executive producer had
called,
some of those out there.
That's not true. This
and was giving them to
flower.
All of the girls.
This is a orchid for you.
Oh, thank you, Phil.
It's the Finstock flower.
Also known as a tulip.
Yeah, that's...
Not an
that?
Orchid.
Is that what it is? And I have the creme de la creme for you.
Oh, this I'm actually very excited for.
This is a great gift. I promised you something, and what better day to give it to you
than this?
It has a Harry Potter bag.
Oh!
And it's a Harry Potter scarf. I'm so loved.
It's a great scarf.
That's awesome. Are you Gryffindor?
Yes.
Okay.
Or Slytherin. Oof.
I can't really
decide.
I'm always Slytherin. So.
That comes
I
with,
took the test online, and
also,
they told me I was Gryffindor.
Also on the receipt is a link to a website where I'm wearing that. With nothing else on. So,
I was so close to putting this on.
Yeah.
Not that one. It was another one.
Okay, so this is my own.
Yeah, it was the one I have in my house.
This is my own.
That's great.
All right, so I feel all Valentine's Day festivity out. We're going to now move on to some numbers.
Mm.
First, we'll start with just a quick rundown of this weekend's top five. It's the holiday weekend, so it's not over. We're doing this show on Sunday, so we haven't even gotten the actuals yet for this first 3-day. Who knows what tomorrow will do. But as it stands now, the top five starts with The Revenant, which has brought in 6.9, just ahead of Hail Caesar, which had 6.5. Then we go to Zoolander 2, making its debut at $15.6 million.
Mm-hmm.
Then How to Be Single, $18.7. That's pretty much on par with people were kind of thinking. Kung Fu Panda, number 2, bringing in $19. So really hanging in there, third week in the row. And number 1 is going to Deadpool, which we're going to talk about so much today. I had no idea it was coming to come out with this number. So far, they're already saying it's $135 million.
It probably upwards
a lot of people think it's going to be more.
It's going to be more.
It's crazy. It's just taken over. I don't think any of us would have gotten this on predictions.
Nope.
I know that I was thinking under 100. It's just really overperforming.
I had like 90 or in and around that area. But this amount of money is unbelievable.
Yeah, so
social media hype train. It's taking
it
over
that,
the world.
But it's also, we are about to get into a year full of superhero movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Deadpool has kind of come out as this different spin on it. It kind of reminded me of how like Guardians of the Galaxy came out and was like, we're different. Mm-hmm. We're like this musical comedy spin. You haven't seen us yet. Deadpool's kind of done the same thing.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, at least when I was talking to them, are kind of like, there's so much. We're at the market's kind of being overly saturated.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're going to see any, people were talking about Deadpool and people were talking about Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Those are two that you keep hearing at the top of everyone's list. Like, most likely they're going to see all of them and all the superhero movies are going to make a ton of money. But it has been what people are kind of craving or excited about. And I think that has come
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Out in these numbers. I'm handing it to you, Ace, because you know this character. You've seen this movie as opposed to the two of us so far. So
here, let me start with this. The marketing campaign for Deadpool is one of the best marketing campaigns I've ever seen. It's they hit so many different markets. And they hit it in a very comedic way. Like this, Deadpool was doing ads for The Bachelor. He was doing ads for for British football. He was doing ads for Mexico, for Australia Day. Like, it was some of the best marketing I've ever seen.
I had one friend come out and was say that they saw two Deadpool posters and thought that they were different movies because the genre seemed so different between the two posters.
Yep.
I think Fox did a great job, but Ryan Reynolds also was very integral in this. He was the one who actually came up with that emoji thing where it was like this, whatever that is, and the pile of dog shit. Yes.
It was skull poop L.
Yeah. And he came up with it.
Yep.
I mean, and it works. And he has been really active recently, this past week, going out there, telling stories about taking home the Deadpool suit, like just being out there, putting it out, that final push, like Valentine's Day weekend.
He needed a big hit. He needed this to roll for him. I mean, this is a big one, and there'll be sequels, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, it's superhero movies, you always get the PG-13. You know, they're not going to do the R. Fox took a big chance here. They're like, let's show some nudity. Let's curse. Let's just be real vulgar. And it proved to work.
Yeah.
And I think Warner Brothers is going to probably be pissed off now about Suicide Squad being PG-13. They're probably like, God damn it, we should have pushed this to R. Which would probably be a better film. Maybe they will push it to R. Who knows?
That's my thing. My thing is, this is a movie that the fans wanted and the studio needed so that they can see that R-rated movies can make a ton of money. Mm-hmm. And if you make a good R-rated movie, people will watch it no matter what.
Absolutely.
And I'm still desperate and hoping and crossing my fingers that Suicide Squad is rated R. And I know it's probably, everyone has shot me down
if
on that.
If anything could push it, this could make that
to
argument
me,
stand.
Because Suicide Squad is another one of my favorite comic book characters, comic book movies. And even if you see the animated movie, it's pushing R. It's very violent. People get killed in dramatic, crazy, violent ways. Because it's a Suicide Squad. Mm-hmm. They're all going to get killed eventually.
You would assume.
Yeah. And every time someone dies of the squad, it's this crazy, extreme, violent way. It would be such an awesome R-rated movie. And this proves it. Deadpool proves that you can make an awesome R-rated movie that can make a lot of money.
Absolutely.
Before we get into, I'm going to rattle off some of Deadpool's accolades. I want to know, as a Deadpool fan, do you feel like the movie did justice for people who already knew this character?
This movie is the best comic book to screen adaptation in a movie I've ever seen.
Awesome.
It's literally comic to movie.
Awesome.
To screen. It's the character that you, if you love Deadpool, you're gonna love this movie. It's the character you love and Deadpool fans love on the screen. It's amazing what you see Ryan Reynolds do, literally become Deadpool. This it's so faithful as far as to the comics go, and it's just amazing. It's such a well done movie.
On that point, I mean, I haven't seen it yet, so I can't say my opinion, but I think that we can rattle off a couple of things that Deadpool's kind of demystified. First of all, you can take something that's fan-based, avoid the general public. You don't need to please everyone. Go for the fans. You can push the rating. You can make it R. Mm-hmm. You can use a first-time director.
It's crazy.
It can still make beyond what anyone expects. So
it's
on
a
that,
it's a win across the board from everybody involved in this.
Crazy. Yeah. So it's broken the 50 Shades of Grey previous February opening weekend record, which is 45 million. It broke the largest opening for an R-rated film, which is 91.7 million, and that was set by The Matrix Reloaded. And it's the largest opening weekend for an R-rated comic book adaptation, which was previously held by 300, which was 70.8 million. It also has some more about worldwide. And for 20th Century Fox, really doing well for them and for everyone involved. As you said, Ryan Reynolds.
Oh,
this is his highest opening ever.
Gangbusters.
His next best opening was X-Men Origins Wolverine, which was 85.
Yeah, but that's not really his movie. What, he played in the background, Deadpool or something?
But then you compare it to Green Lantern. Ugh. Green Lantern, starring Ryan Reynolds, superhero movie, opened to $53 million.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a horrible movie.
For the budget that they had?
Yeah.
They had a huge budget.
He made
that
it
movie.
Up on this one, and this one had, like, no budget.
And it was $58 million.
This one, for, yes. But this, I mean, Deadpool had a $58 million budget. It has already made $135 million, comparing it to Green Lantern, which in a lifetime in gross in theaters made $116 million.
I just don't know what these people who do this tracking are looking at anymore. How could you be that far off? Now, look, I get tracking. It's for smaller movies and things like that. But, you know, obviously Fox was probably like, this is a chance we're taking here. At $58 million, it's not a big chance. Mm-hmm. There's no way it's going to make under that. I mean, because it's a superhero movie and there's a big fan base. But to do an R-rated and take a chance like that, but to sit back and make this kind of money, and then for studio high-level people who make a lot of money to predict this stuff and they're that far off, people should be fired.
Sometimes I kind of think that they do it on purpose. Like, no, in like no. a weird way. No, this is my one point. Is that it's better at least to put your projection out there and to get more than to get less.
The because this is giving it... deliver technique? But this is way off.
This is way off. I'm way not off. Really in particular talking about this because this is crazy. Yeah. This is just a huge jump. But in a way, it does benefit them. True. The result of not only starting with a higher number, but the press that it's getting for breaking what people thought, for doing all these things beyond expectations, it also increases the hype. I think people get more excited about it because they're like, yes, we have... It's a rebellious thing.
You like
to find the underdog. And that all adds up to more people going to watch it, to rewatchability. So even if it's lower, in a way, it's a blessing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, it was a risk mainly because they were focusing on the PG-13 market. They were worried that they were going to exclude kids, exclude fans who are younger. Mm-hmm. So they were like, all right, we're taking a risk because we could make it PG-13 and still make probably more money.
Mm-hmm.
But they chose it to make it R. And honestly, I think if they made it PG-13, it probably wouldn't have made this much money.
Probably not.
Because making it R really made it focus on that comic book fan base.
Mm-hmm.
And there's such... The Deadpool fan base, because I've been to cons years and years past. I've been to a ton of comic book conventions. And the Deadpool fan base is huge. And they're super passionate fan base. They're extremely passionate. You see Deadpools everywhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So focusing on those fans and then touching other markets like the Bachelor market, making a poster that looks like a Valentine's Day movie, and getting that female audience.
They made this
it was so smart. It was genius.
As a girl, I would have seen this anyway.
Yeah.
But they made it set up like this could be a great Valentine's Day movie. I don't know any girls who would have been like, oh, I don't want to see that for the Valentine's
Day movie.
As
the one who's seen this movie, it is a great Valentine's Day movie. At its core, this movie is a love story. It's actually a love story. It really is. Mm-hmm. And it's a well-told... You feel for both characters. You feel for that relationship that Deadpool has with Vanessa, who played by
which is
Mariana
interesting,
because
they really haven't put Vanessa, like, I felt like, anywhere near the marketing.
I'm telling
for
you, this movie is a great Valentine's Day movie. And you have no idea how many people canceled on me when I said, hey, you want to see Deadpool? And they were like, well, I'm going to see it Sunday with my boyfriend. Hey, you want to see Deadpool? Oh, I'm going to see it Sunday with my girlfriend. There's a lot of people who are going to see it today.
So, yeah,
including JT.
JT is another one.
So we'll
this
see.
Guy's pimping around.
Well, we have to correct these numbers to next week. But as of now, for where this stands on the opening, I'm going to tell you about where it compares to other Marvel movies and where it compares to other comic book movies in general. For Marvel movies, according to Box Office Mojo, Deadpool's opening is the fifth highest. That's like, think about how many Marvel movies there are and how many like franchises that have had their own TV shows and have had years to build up.
Well,
it has already got number 5 for opening.
And they also open up in like July, you know, where you're supposed to make that money.
Yes.
And this is in February.
So all that's ahead of it is Marvel's The Avengers, Avengers Age of Ultron, Iron Man 3, and Spider-Man 3.
Which all those movies deserve a PG-13 because those guys ain't hardcore killers or mercenaries like this guy Deadpool is.
Mm-hmm.
So why not take a chance on the R with this guy and see how it goes? It's trial run. Maybe from here on out, these superhero movies follow suit and be like, you know what? Let's start going real hard on these things. I mean, I don't remember what The Dark Knight was. I think it was PG-13.
It was PG-13.
Yeah, it was PG-13. They towed the line.
Yeah.
But imagine if The Dark Knight was R.
Yeah.
What you would have got from Heath Ledger probably after that, which would have been insanity, but you know, hopefully they take note. Maybe these are the kind of things R-rated superhero movies will get me going. Well, and that's the thing.
Speaking of, like, The Dark Knight, when you go to just superhero films in general on Box Office Mojo, Deadpool comes in the 7th highest opening. So the two that get added in there are The Dark Knight Rises and The Dark Knight. But it's still coming ahead of, like, Iron Man. It's coming ahead of Man of Steel. It's coming ahead of Captain America. Mm-hmm. All of these people in their solo films.
Yeah.
It's still beating them.
Yeah, to me.
Except for Iron Man 3.
I've always, and you're touching on that too. For me, mm-hmm. is if you always make a film based on what the comic book, what the character is about. So if the character is a hard R character, why would you make it PG-13?
Right. Absolutely.
If a director says, I have a vision for an R-rated movie, trust the director. Trust mm-hmm. the writers to mm-hmm. make a good, well-told story that's rated R. Don't focus on, oh, the kids. The kids will be fine. Mm-hmm. They can watch it later. They can watch
Kung Fu Panda. That's been in there for a while. It's great.
It's fine.
The money will be there.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, what you're saying is, you know, Iron Man doesn't really need to be R,
no.
you know, but Deadpool does.
Yeah,
you know, give him what he does on in the comics mm-hmm. and things like that, and you got a winner.
Yeah,
and I think it will get people into the seats, and obviously, clearly, it did.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that Deadpool though can open doors. It can be used as leverage. You've got first time director. You've got rated R. You've mm-hmm. got a very could be polarizing character. And they brought it to life, and it's making money. So we'll see where everyone goes after
Still
this.
Still crossing my fingers for Suicide Squad. I know it's probably already PG-13, but I'm sure
it's 100% PG-13. As it's 100%.
Yes. Yeah. But Ayer has made only R movies too.
Yes, he's probably like, now we need to chop this up.
Yeah, he's Let's only make R rated movies. To me, it would have been such a cool R rated David Ayer directed. Mm-hmm.
It
movie.
Also would be horrible to come out of this at the end of the year and be like, oh, Deadpool was so much more like hardcore. Whatever you want to say, than Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to be saying that.
No.
Like, that's not going to flow well.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right. But also in the box office, we mentioned the two newcomers, Zoolander 2 and How to Be Single. The grimace on Ace's face and the shake of the head kind of describes, I feel like, everyone's general reaction to Zoolander 2.
It just looked tired. It just looks, I mean, I wanted to like this.
Mm-hmm. Did you see it?
Yeah. It was, man.
To me,
it was just tired.
The marketing for Zoolander 2 really made me not want to see this
movie.
It
was terrible. It was terrible.
It was
unbelievably bad.
The billboards for it, everything I saw from it looked like a dumb movie. I was like, why would I want to watch this?
From someone who saw it, like, what do you think? Is there a key thing that they missed? Is there a key thing to, like, the essence of Zoolander versus Zoolander 2 that they missed?
I just think it was, you know, the first one was so original mm-hmm. and so way over the top. I saw it in the movie theater and I didn't even get it. I was like, I got to see this again immediately just to see how crazy this is. And then I finally learned what they were doing and I'm like, this is brilliant. Because
mm-hmm.
they weren't even, Stiller. Like I said, it feels like he's more like playing Derek Zoolander now rather than being Derek Zoolander as a whole, which is interesting. Yeah. It's like almost sketch comedy rather than him just turning into Derek Zoolander. I think the age had a little something to do with it. I think the 15-year, you know, difference had something to do with it. You know, Mugatu's funny. They went back to a couple of the same jokes and things, but it just wasn't there. It just wasn't there. Unfortunately.
Yeah, it is sad. It's a sad thing. It's like the shine wore off. But it's crazy because I feel like Zoolander, the first one is still so rewatchable.
Oh, it's the best.
And it's a movie that just hasn't faded for me. Even though it is a dated movie, like, it hasn't faded.
Yeah.
And so it makes you think, like, oh, there could be a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Because you still like the movie and you still like the comedy and it's been 15 years and you still like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It makes you think, like, oh, it has a chance to come back and still be good.
Sure.
But then no one is saying that for this.
No, people are walking out. I mean, and, you know, Paramount did a massive P&A campaign and marketing campaign all over the place. They had Fashion Week was coming out this mm-hmm. week and Valentine's Day and everything like that.
Stiller and Wilson went all over the world.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. They were traveling to China and Europe. Mm-hmm. And
yeah,
they
France
were doing, because I'm a fan of football, mm-hmm. Soccer.
Mm-hmm.
They did promotion with Real Madrid, which is my favorite club from La Liga. So they were doing promotion all over the place.
They've been really pushing it, they got 15.6 million.
Yeah, they wanted more like 23.
It's not there. And with what the word of mouth, it's probably going to be dropping very quickly.
It's going to be non-existent
this
week.
Yeah, it's going to be gone.
Yeah.
Also, but then we have How to Be Single. Not as aggressive either way with word of mouth. Not a ton of people are out there being like, we love it. Not a ton of people are out there being like, we hate it.
It came a little
It's kind of just in there in the middle.
It didn't... Deadpool didn't hurt How to Be Single as much as it hurt Zoolander. Destroyed Zoolander.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, because, I mean, this comedy realm, sort of the same thing. If you're going to see How to Be Single, you're going to see that. You're deciding between Deadpool and Zoolander. Everybody went and seen Deadpool.
And now, no matter what, everyone will see Deadpool if that decision comes out again.
Yes.
I'm surprised it made this much. I mean, I'm assuming the studio wanted more money for How to Be Single just because it's a Valentine's movie.
It's around where predictions were expected.
I'm surprised it made this much, to be honest. It made pretty good. Considering, I mean, the marketing for it was
the
like...
Names.
I didn't see it.
You got Rebel Wilson. You got whatever her name is. Dakota Johnson, who's hot. Mm.
She's the 50 Shades of Grey.
Yes, right. Yes. Okay. You got Leslie Mann in there. She's always fantastic. Love her. It's one of those ones that I think a lot of people will probably wait to see. Mm. Like,
it's going to do
DVD. I don't know how well. We'll see how it does in the box office. But it's around expectations. Nothing too much to say about that. Mm-hmm. We did miss Super Bowl weekend, so we just want to go over that real quick because some interesting things happened. Kung Fu Panda headed off the pack, number one. Hail Caesar came in at number two. Critics love this movie. Audiences, but it brought in $11 million.
The critics never panned the Coen brothers. They never do it.
But
I heard mixed things about Hail Caesar. To be honest, I thought the trailers looked okay. I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know what my opinion is yet. But I heard mixed things. I heard it was okay. It was a Coen's brother movie, and it was good, but it wasn't what they expected.
Gotcha. So. Star Wars Force Awakens stayed in box office with number three. It's gone this week, didn't notice.
First time.
Yeah. Then you have The Choice. Oh, no. Then you have The Revenant at number four, bringing in still 6.9. Above The Choice at 6.0. Most Sparks movies coming closer to 10, but they're fading, so.
He's done. Nobody wants to see that guy.
We're just waiting. We're just smashing the movies.
In the ground. How many times can you kiss somebody in the rain?
But Pride and Prejudice, in my opinion, really underperformed. Mm-hmm. Brought in only $5 million.
Mm,
has
not
a
bad.
$28 million budget. It's okay. I saw this one. It starts off really well, and then you kind of feel like they lose the passion for the movie towards the end. Like, there's not as many inserts. There's not as many, like they're really active in the beginning. Like, they're putting in slow-mos. They're putting in fight scenes. It's very high energy. And then it transforms into, like, longer one takes.
So it starts off at Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies, and then it turns into nobody wants to watch us anymore.
I mean, they had good British...
But I don't regret seeing it.
They had good British talent behind it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they had a lot of good British TV actors.
Yeah, but they didn't have any really, huge names. Yeah. Like, the girl who plays Elizabeth is... girl who plays, like, Cinderella. Like, but that's not a huge person for that market. Like, so... But I don't regret seeing it. Okay. Like, it was fine. So that was last week, just to talk about that. Before we get into some international numbers, of course, we're going to be talking more about Deadpool. So let's just get through this. Deadpool's genre-bending brand of humor crossed cultural barriers this weekend as the comic book movie racked up a massive $125 million overseas. So it's not just doing well here.
Look at that $300 million opening weekend. That's crazy.
And wait till you find out who's left out of this. Because, combined with its record-shattering domestic launch, that pushes the superhero film to a worldwide haul of $260 million already. Deadpool roared to first place in 60 foreign markets. Among the milestones, the film was the studio's biggest opening in roughly a dozen markets. The film's spicy sensibility and hard R rating did limit its rollout. Its violence got it banned from China.
What?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Why would that happen for? As a conspiracy.
Rated R.
They love violence over there.
well, not this type. And but it hasn't really affected it so far. It's still making lots of money. Ooh, yeah. But China is just, it's a huge dollar sign.
It's China's first mistake. It's China's first mistake.
Usually China never makes mistakes.
We're big China fans here.
Yeah, they're huge China fans. This is the first mistake by them. I don't know what's going on. Well, I gotta call my buddy Wang over there and see what's up.
To make up for it, three Chinese releases did banner business this weekend. So they had a science fiction fantasy called The Mermaid.
Oh, this is why it's got
which
banned.
Racked up $109 million.
Got because they got their own country movies coming out.
It has made $260 million since opening 2 weeks ago. And also there's a pair of sequels. The Monkey King 2.
That's my favorite. I saw that.
Have you seen Monkey King 1?
Yeah, I saw both of them, yeah.
Oh yeah? You're already on board for this?
There's actually a prequel to Monkey King 1.
Monkey Prince? It's the Monkey Cub. Oh, it's not the Monkey Prince?
No.
Okay. From Vegas to Macau 3 earned $38 million. So that was the Monkey King 2 and $36 million for From Vegas. So those are third and fourth place finishes. So China didn't have Deadpool, but they did take up the center section of the international market.
Well, look, the Middle Kingdom, obviously, we're talking about here. Now I know why. I'm not even going to call my buddy. I know why it's banned, because these three movies came out and they know it would blow them out.
Yeah, again, as someone who's seen the movie, and I've seen a lot of our movies, there's nothing really offensive in Deadpool that I'm
just wondering,
it's violent,
is
but
this
it's going
to contribute to
violent.
Like Deadpool's like illegal downloads being limited in China?
Maybe.
We'll see where it ranks on that at the end of the year. The international top five was rounded out by Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Road Chip, which has made $15.3 million across 52 markets. That movie now has $192 million. But I don't know anyone who's seen it.
Nobody. Nobody wants to see that.
Yeah.
More on Zoolander 2 and How to Be Single. They were obviously overshadowed by all of these other movies, but they earned respectively $8.5 million and $8.1 million. So they're not completely out of the game. Globally, the male mile satire has generated $24.1 million, while the romantic comedy has earned $26.8 million.
Yeah. That's pretty underperforming for what they wanted. I'm assuming what they wanted overseas was probably a little bit more than that, considering how much marketing they made over there.
Sure.
Yeah.
So absolutely.
I don't know.
We'll see. We're now going to go. Do we have an international game today?
Yeah, of course we do.
We do?
We just break out the Rosetta Stone, because it's time for
We have to take over. No drumming on the table. No one can.
Really
just drinking is on
us.
We did get some lovely flashing lights.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
We did. Thank you. The spirit of JT.
Yeah, and then the spirit of Ryan Reynolds and Deadpool, where he's going to be our guy this week.
I was very much expecting a kind of raunchy Valentine's Day.
Well, I was going to go with Black Devil Boy from Hell, which was an amazing movie. It's actually the holy grail of VHS. If you could find it on eBay, it's like it goes upwards of like an original copy goes up upwards of like $1,000. It's like
I never know if he's telling
it's
the
like
truth.
Black Devil Doll from Hell or something, and it's like a double feature.
Okay,
forget the guy's name. His last name is like Turner. He goes out to like all these like you know.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right.
But please continue with your theme.
Well, if anybody wants to watch it, there's trailers on YouTube, and I think you'd be viewed the whole movie on there if you want to. Anyway, that being said, Deadpool, samurai douchebag.
Wait, is this all in China, right?
Yeah, it's all China.
Okay.
Yeah.
Samurai douchebag. They don't have it in China. False.
Okay.
But if they had it in China, what would it be called? So.
But it's not in China, so there shouldn't be a title.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Okay, continue. Interesting.
Waiting. The one.
I don't know this movie.
It's a fantastic film. It's when Ryan Reynolds works in the, you know, in like a Bennigan's, but it's called like Shenanigans.
Everybody knows this movie.
It was Dane Cook. It was Ryan Reynolds. It was Louis Guzman. It was
okay,
Amy
I take
Smart.
It back. There's people in there that I should of, probably know this movie, but I do not.
Our fans know this movie. It's a fantastic
okay,
thing.
Okay, fans,
if you wait at
please
tables or work in a restaurant, this depicted that very well. It's called What? Just what?
Just what?
Just what? Yeah. Not just, but just what? Like what? Period.
One word, what?
Yeah, one, what?
With dot, dot, dot?
Just what? Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Question mark?
Just Friends.
Okay.
Just Friends, which is another great Ryan Reynolds movie. It was Ryan Reynolds, Chris Klein.
Yeah, I've seen this one.
Fantastic. thank you, then, wait, thank you, then connect. Or then contact.
Contact.
Then, thank you,
sometimes
then contact.
Sometimes when he messes up, it's a tell.
Yeah. Thank you, then contact.
Thank you, then contact.
Okay. And Safe House, the Denzel movie, which I thought was pretty good. Cunning. C-U-N-N-I-N-G. Cunning.
Oh, thank
and
you.
And we're picking the one that's...
Fake. Fake. I'm sticking with my original guess, Deadpool? Which is Deadpool is fake because they don't have it in China.
Okay, so Deadpool, samurai douchebag.
Yes.
But wouldn't you think about this? Maybe because they banned it because they thought he was a douchebag? And now they're just going to call him a douchebag?
No, I think that they just are like, no.
All right,
we don't have it.
Samurai douchebag. He's a samurai and he's a douchebag. Right?
I don't care. So that's yours, that's right? My guess.
Okay.
What was the...
waiting is called what? Like, what are you saying? Like, what?
Mm-hmm. Just what?
Just friends is thank you, comma, then contact. Safe house.
You keep staring at me like I'm going to change my mind, but I'm not going to change my mind.
Safe house is cunning.
All right. I'm taking safe house.
Okay.
I'm going to go with thank you, then contact.
Interesting. Okay.
No one's right?
No. The way we do it. Sarah, you're eliminated. It's really called Samurai Douchebag. I'm not kidding.
I think this
you
is a lie.
You want to look it up? You could look it up. It's called Samurai Douchebag. Okay. They won't have it on any sites because the Chinese people don't let you do that. I know the site that it's on. It's ran by a guy I know.
Fine.
All right. Ace, you win.
I win.
It's not cunning. Yeah.
Yes.
Safe house is not called cunning.
I knew it, man.
Is that why you spelt it?
Yeah. I was trying to make you recognize.
I was kind of wondering.
What do I win? Do I win like a...
You win nothing.
I win nothing. Okay.
It's just for bragging rights.
It'll go to JT's total.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm representing JT right
Yes,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll take that.
Yeah. There you go.
There we go. Cool.
My internet died, so I can't... I was trying to disprove. I think
no one could disprove that. All my Chinese titles are un-Googleable.
Fine.
Because I know the website. Unless you know a real Chinese person, you won't know that.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean, unless I know a real Chinese person?
Because you can call them over there. And then ask them.
Anyway, we're going to move on before, moving into the top five films. But we've kind of...
Look, I got a double ring again.
Oh, yeah, very strange. Yeah. People only could see this on camera. Oh, you ruined it. Yeah. We're drinking beer, and Finstock kind of makes strange rings with his beer.
It's almost like a smoke ring with a cigar.
Very strange. But you have made this list for us today, and you have titled it the top five Ryan Reynolds comedy movies.
Yeah, that Finstock likes.
I think I disagree with it, but we can go with what you've stated as his top five comedy movies.
Yeah.
If you guys disagree, you can also look these up. Because these are not top five grossing. These are just, you think, his top five.
Yeah.
Like, just better than all of the other ones.
That's correct.
Okay. Just checking. We're going to start at the bottom with The Amityville Horror, 2005.
Great movie.
Any defense for why? Is there a moment that this makes...
It was like the first movie that he actually did some drama.
Oh, but you said this is a comedy movie list.
No, I said it's the movies that Finstock likes.
Oh.
I don't know. I wasn't here.
The next one I can't speak
to
either.
It has laughable areas in it. Have you ever not seen this movie?
Yes, I have. I just don't make this isn't my list.
Do you know on the first day of filming, an actual body of a fisherman washed up in the water over there? And he was murdered. And they never found out who did it.
Really?
Yeah. Dead serious.
I wonder if that jinxes everyone on set. Like, I don't know if I'd be comfortable.
Horror. There's a real house in Long Island that is it's crazy. It's haunted.
I know, but I still... Like, wouldn't you... If someone found a body, like, near your set, I don't think I'd want to go back.
Well, it depends what kind of body it is and who it is.
True.
You know?
True.
Okay.
And again, it's a job.
That's true.
I'd be like, well, it's a job.
I mean, if it keeps happening, then you're like, okay, I get it, but, you know...
Next, going to Waiting, which, as I said, I haven't seen this movie, I can't attest to this.
I think our fans
but
have.
I think this is our movie of the week that now we need to go out and see.
Oh, you
so
guys
if you haven't
you
seen
this,
this has made the list. Now we've talked about it multiple times, which I think means everyone go search for it and watch it.
It's Ryan Reynolds,
yes.
Louis Guzman, Dane Cook, mm-hmm. and they all work in this, like, they're all, like, college slash, like, people who work in this shenanigans place. Like, it's like a Chili's or something.
Yeah, I've seen the
and it's fantastic
the
stuff goes
trailers.
On.
I
exactly.
just don't think I've never seen
I've seen posters.
They, okay. they were pulling these kind of jokes that they did in there where it was, like, puppetry of the penis stuff. And everybody, you know, they'd be like, hey, turn around real quick. And next thing you know, this guy would have, like, his, you know, balls backwards, like, looking like a giraffe or something. Mm-hmm. Now, Louis Guzman was the only guy that actually used his real balls
for this.
We have
the poster.
Yeah, there it is.
That we're going to look at.
Yeah, I've seen this poster.
Yeah, it's this. Andy Milonakis is in it, and, you know, JTE's in it. Looks like
Justin Long is in it.
Yeah, it's a big movie.
Oh.
My buddy Jeff Bayless, who was on Schmozno, has produced it.
Interesting.
So what's it? Well, no, I'm just saying.
Okay.
Everybody did the puppetry, the penis stuff, but Louis Guzman's the only guy who actually used his real apparatus.
And I don't think I wanted to know that tidbit. Now I can't watch the movie.
Well, his name is, that's why they call him Louis Beanbags.
Also on your list is National Lampoon's Van Wilder. This one I understand.
Fantastic film.
Yes.
Very funny.
Do you have any tidbits for us?
You know, other than it was a great flick. I mean, it was a great premise. I think National Lampoon's like bought the idea, somebody bought the idea. It was real. Like some guy went to college for like 10 years. And he was this guy.
Interesting.
Oh, this is the Harloff. Harloff.
Yeah.
He went to FSU, right?
Yeah, the guy went to FSU.
Yeah. Harloff knows the guy it's based off on.
Yeah. He was there for like 10 years. Yeah.
All right. Also, Just Friends.
Fantastic film. It's the best. Harloff hates this one, but I think it's great.
I'm happy that you like don't have Green Lantern on here.
I'm happy with that.
No.
This is an underrated comedy. Chris Klein is fantastic as Dusty Dinkelman in this.
And then finally you have Adventureland. See, I don't like it because the proposal's not on there. And I'm a girl and I'm a sucker for that movie.
Mm. Yeah, because he was shredded in that movie.
He's shredded in every movie.
Yeah,
he's particularly shredded in that movie.
And in Waiting, too.
Deadpool.
I told you he has his shirt off again in Deadpool.
He's huge in Deadpool. He's freaking huge in that movie. Yeah. He got big in that movie.
He's a big boy.
Yeah.
Okay. Next week's list, top five Ryan Reynolds shirtless movies.
You could make that up. No, Adventureland
was
good.
With pictures.
I really dug Adventureland. You know, it was a throwback, like sort of 80s type thing. Mm-hmm. And that's my kind of favorite comedies. You know, and I think Ryan Reynolds
it's a really solid movie. It's really
easy
to rewatch. Definitely.
I like it.
It's really cool.
It was good.
A great cast.
Yeah. So.
All right. Those are our Ryan Reynolds lists. He's all over the comedy market, now adding a little bit more raunchy, I guess, material to his resume.
Maybe he's found it. Maybe he's found that, you know, that level.
Maybe that's his niche.
Yeah, he should stick to comedy. I mean, he's an athletic guy. He can play anybody he wants, but he should stick to comedy.
I agree.
That's his thing.
I think most people would agree with that.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's happy. Let him live with Blake Lively and their adorable child or something.
Yeah. He's married.
All right. Let's move on to... No.
He was.
Yeah, he was.
Oh. Yeah.
It was a crazy relationship,
what
right?
What the hell happened there?
Yeah, they had some weird stuff going on there.
Yeah.
I've heard stories about that.
I've heard no stories
I've
about
heard
that.
A bunch of stories
I have no
about
idea what you're
that.
Talking
she's
about.
Very difficult to deal with. I mean, she's got a couple assets that are probably difficult to deal with as well. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for
anyway,
a normal man.
So coming out movies are, let's talk about Race, which is upcoming. We've got Race, Risen, and The Witch to look forward to. Starting with Race, which is a drama, but it's a sports movie. It is about Jesse Owens. It's about how he prepares to compete in the 1936 Olympics in Berlin.
I actually auditioned for this movie.
Did you?
Not as Jesse Owens.
Did you...
Crazy, one of Hitler's henchmen. Yeah, not kidding.
Interesting.
I believe in that.
I didn't get it.
Totally.
So, Stefan James is in it, and I heard that he has another big casting coming up.
Okay.
I want to say that he might have been cast... Oh, I might need some help Googling, because my internet is not working.
Well, while they're doing that, John Boyega was supposed to be in this.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but he obviously did a little movie called Star Wars. So they went with... this guy, Stefan James, was the third choice. Little Wayne was actually the second choice. He backed out because he.
Are you lying?
No, he was going to cut his dreads. He was going to leave them. I think they were going to CGI his dreads off or something.
I can imagine Little Wayne trying to run.
Yeah.
I think that guy would get like a block and he would just fall flat on his face.
Yeah, he probably would. I mean, yeah, but he's a perfect Jesse Owens, Little Wayne, clearly.
Interesting. I wanted to look it up. We're trying to look up his IMDb, but it's not showing up on IMDb. Okay. Maybe it was a rumor. It was something crazy, like, I want to say it was like Michael Jackson or something.
You might be thinking about Risen.
Maybe.
Yeah, Risen has a guy who's probably going to be Michael Jackson, right?
He's white, though.
Yeah. That's Ralph Fiennes.
You know what? That's amazing.
Ralph Fiennes is in Risen, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm. And he's playing Michael Jackson.
You mean Joseph Fiennes?
Joseph Fiennes is playing Michael Jackson.
We're getting all of our names mixed up.
Sorry.
I was like, I just remember looking at all these castings.
Joseph Fiennes.
And I was
Ralph
like,
Fiennes is a dump.
Joseph
Voldemort.
Fiennes.
Yeah, he's Voldemort. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I'm thinking then.
Joseph Fiennes, who's Ralph Fiennes' brother, is playing Michael Jackson. And he's starring in Risen.
There we go. Yep. We're connecting our dots, slowly but surely.
This is also Jason Sudeikis' first drama role as well.
It is?
He's trying to be a real actor now.
Yeah.
We're going to see how it works.
I'm interested to see how this movie does. I mean, it kind of reminds me of like when 42 came out a while ago, but I felt like 42 had a lot more publicity.
Well, this is Black History Month. I mean, you know, they always throw one of these out there.
Yeah. I think enough people will watch it. I don't think it's going to make enough of an impact, I guess, on the top five.
I just don't feel like
I've seen it around as much as I've seen
a lot
other
ads,
sports
that's,
drama movies.
That's because I watch a lot of SportsCenter. I've seen a ton of ads for it.
Well, that's good. That would be why I haven't seen any ads.
The story is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Jesse Owens is...
I mean, he's the best. One of the best athletes of all time.
He's an Olympic legend. The guy dominated the Olympics back in that time.
I think he's probably one of the biggest names that's ever come out of the Olympics. Mm-hmm. I think he's...
He destroyed Hitler. Hitler was not happy about it.
Yeah.
So I will be seeing this movie anyway, I'm excited about it.
He wasn't really happy about this one.
Also coming out is Risen. Mm-hmm. So... On top of Joseph Fiennes being in this, Tom Felton's in this movie, which is like the only tidbit of information I've
heard. Who's that?
Draco Malfoy. Yep.
Hello.
He's in Harry Potter.
I didn't watch all of them. Yeah. I didn't watch a couple of them.
Blonde hair.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's like the wizard guy, right? A teacher or something.
They're all wizard guys.
No. Yeah. He's the douchebag kid who always yells at
but
Harry Potter.
Anyway.
Oh, that guy.
Yes, yeah. But Risen is a religious film. It's about
it's told about
Jesus being died on the cross, but
it's the resurrection.
Yes, but it's from the point of view of the Roman soldiers.
Yeah,
are you going to quote the marketing to me?
Yeah, it's a non-believer.
That is, I believe, the tagline under the trailer.
They should have got me for
from
it.
But it is coming out. We're probably making money.
I don't know.
I think it'll make money.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's going to make money.
Isn't this like the unofficial sequel to The Passion of the Christ or something? Is that true?
No. I don't think so.
You sure?
I'm pretty positive.
I'm not too sure about that.
I don't think that's in the marketing.
But is Jesus in this?
No, I don't think he is.
There's no apparitions of him or anything like that?
Nope.
I don't know.
He's the best. Jesus is the best.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I've not seen the movie, so I can't tell you if Jesus is in it. I know Jesus is not a top-billed cast member.
Do you go to church a lot?
Do I go to church a lot?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to answer that.
Okay, why?
Oh, look, we have rattle off this number if people want to call in a minute. It's 424-256-1633.
You should go to church and pray that you can get rid of your olive oil
allergy.
Allergy, yeah. Sarah passed out the other day on the floor.
I'm allergic to olives. Anyway.
That's hot, though.
Also coming out is The Witch, which is another horror movie that I've heard pretty much nothing about. But
I saw it like a year and a half ago.
Well, then, is this an accurate description? In 1630 New England, panic and despair envelops a farmer and his wife and four of their children when youngest son Samuel suddenly vanishes.
Yeah.
The family blames...
A wolf.
No, right? The oldest daughter, who was watching the boy at the time of the disappearance.
Oh, yeah, that happened too. You know, I saw this because somebody wanted to buy it from a company and... You know, we had to watch
it. It's good, right?
It could have been re-edited. You don't know if it's like actually the same format.
I don't get the buzz. I mean, it's 84 on Rotten Tomatoes. And, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, this is great. This is great. But the negative ones are like, this is an abomination. It's a snooze fest. Yeah. Well done snooze fest, but a snooze fest.
Yeah.
I mean, it's you saw it too?
No. I heard it's great, but
it's just not.
It has 88.
It's well
Race
shot.
Race and
it's
Risen
well
have
shot.
No scores yet.
Yeah. It's well shot. A lot of the dialogue is almost, you know, they don't even know what to say. A lot of people won't even understand it.
Oh,
I mean, it's from the 1600s.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, I'm not going to see this movie.
You're not?
No.
I wouldn't waste my time.
See, I don't know, because I keep hearing great things about it, but then again, I don't know. I haven't seen it, but I doubt it's going to make a dent in the box office.
No.
It's with, not enough people
it
are
could have
be,
in January.
Maybe.
Just go watch an episode of Little House on the Prairie or something like that, where Michael Landon breaks his ribs and, like, Moses Gilbert, like, gets blind or whatever. Then you watch The Witch, pretty
you
much.
You sound so excited about this movie. Now I'm really
Girl
amped up to see it.
Watch The Little House on the Prairie.
Totally
the
changed my mind about going to see this movie. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit, before we take maybe a call or two, if anyone's on the line, about where these are going to fall into some predictions.
Okay. Are we doing predictions right now?
Yes.
Yeah, we cool. do. Let's so do now, it. On the spot, you get to look at the three titles we just named.
Yeah.
I believe... that the, let's see if I can get you a theater count, Race is going to be in about 23. Okay. Risen's going to be in about 28. Box Office Mojo does not have a number on The Witch yet. So
The Witch.
That's a little out there about
because
how many.
The Witch doesn't want anybody to know how many theaters it's going to be in.
The Witch, here's the thing about The Witch. I know about, it's a tiny independent mm-hmm. movie mm-hmm. with no name, mm-hmm. shot on a very low budget. Mm-hmm. It's very much for that super, super, super indie market.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's, I mean, I'll probably watch it, but then again, I don't know enough about it. So
those are the contenders, though. Mostly we're going to be focusing on Race and Risen.
Yep.
In combination with Deadpool, Kung Fu Panda, How to Be Single, Zoolander, and if you want to sneak in those leftovers of, like, The Revenant and Star Wars, those are also, this is our pool of movies to choose from.
Interesting. I'll go first.
Go ahead.
Did you guys hear about that the guy in Florida who was at the Wendy's drive-thru who threw the alligator through the window of the drive-thru?
No.
I did hear about that.
It's an amazing story.
I think I heard about that from you, actually, on Twitter.
What?
Yeah, it's amazing stuff. Yeah, okay. He threw an alligator through the window.
Okay.
He was like, you know, just hanging point? Around.
Was it a live alligator?
It was a live alligator.
And you think this is going to impact your predictions?
Yeah, it did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I brought it up.
So based on the alligator, yeah. This is what you think?
Yeah. Deadpool number one.
Oh, good.
Clearly. This is where it could get tricky. You know, you got to look at Kung Fu Panda. The change, too bad. I don't think Race or Risen are going to make this much money. I really don't. And Witch is
Kung
not going
Fu's
to
at
either.
19.
Yeah, I think Kung Fu could do 14 here. Okay. I don't think either of those movies will do that. I'm going to stick with Kung Fu Panda number two.
Okay.
No, there's no other, you know, animation in the theaters. Race is going to come in like 8. Let's go with How to Be Single at number 3. Still.
Okay.
Let's go. I think Zoolander's going to go hard here. Let's go Race here at number 4.
Okay.
And... Risen at number 5.
I think Risen's going to do more than you think. I do. I just...
I mean, it could.
Faith-based movies mm-hmm. just sometimes pull in...
Not just that, but the marketing for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, the marketing for this has been very... They're pushing it as not just a faith-based movie, but a grand spectacle faith-based movie. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to make a good amount of money.
You might be right.
I'm giving it number 2.
Here's mine. I'm not going that far.
I will.
Deadpool number 1, mm-hmm. Kung Fu Panda number 2, number 3 I'm going Race,
mm.
number 4 I'm going Risen,
okay.
and number 5 I'm going Revenant.
Wow, you think how to Be Single and Zoolander
you think
are gone?
They're both gone.
Yeah,
wow.
Okay. I'm not.
Think about it this way: everyone who wanted to see it for the Valentine's date kind of thing, Zoolander is just gone because it's crap, and the word of mouth is going to kill it.
Yeah, it's gone.
How to Be Single, people went to see that mainly for Valentine's mm-hmm. Day kind of movie. Mm-hmm. It's gone. Valentine's Day is over.
Yeah, it'll do 9.
I
think there's enough girls. I think there's enough girls who went and saw Deadpool for dates, and they're like, I'm going to go with my girlfriends and see How to Be Single.
That's true. Yeah, they'll get drunk. And then
I think there's enough girls who will go see this
separately. Go to a dope store afterwards and things like that. They do it
for it to stick around.
The Oscars push right before it is going to take that for Revenant.
Okay,
that's interesting. Yeah.
I'm going to go Deadpool, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, clearly.
I really think I feel like faith-based movies sometimes just sneak up on you, mm-hmm. and you have something out there that's rated R that's taking so much of the market, and you have I don't know how much. Middle America, you know, you never know. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give Risen, number two. And then I'm going to go Kung Fu Panda. And then I'm going to go... Race is kind of on the edge for me. I'm going to go How to Be Single and then Race. And that is my list. Let's see if we can get... I thought we had some callers on the line.
I'll be curious to see.
So we will see. Do we have a caller on the line?
Yes.
Hi, who is this?
This is Boss Turner.
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
Fine.
How you doing, man? You watching NBA? Thanks for tuning in, man. Appreciate it.
Yes, I saw Deadpool.
What'd you think?
It was good. I thought the movie was not going to be that good, but it completely blew my mind. Yeah. I was laughing through the whole movie.
I hear it's a fantastic thing. I'm going to see it tomorrow.
Yeah, it was good. Ryan Reynolds did a good job. I enjoyed it. I'm going back to go see it again on Tuesday.
Oh, nice. Look, boss, you know, I stand by whatever you say. If you say this movie's good, that's what I was waiting for. I was like, I hope boss calls in here, because if he says it's good, that's my stamp of approval to see
this
movie.
There you go. You convinced him. Thank you.
I went to the movies not too long ago. So I saw How to Be Single. That movie was good, too.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Maybe I'll have to see that as well. I mean, I'm going to start looking to you for my recommendations for movies. Okay. Then what else? Did you see? You didn't see anything else. Did you see Zoolander?
No. It's crap. The movie was stupid.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
Yeah, I heard about it. Yes, I heard about the movie. It had a lot of bad reviews. They put it out at the wrong time.
Yeah, I agree with that, boss. You got the top five, or you got a question?
Yeah, I got a top five. This week, Deadpool, it was a Deadpool going to stay number one at the box office.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is going to be Race. Number three probably like Risen or something. Number four probably be The Rich. And number five, I think Zoolander 2.
Okay. Interesting. That's really different. I mean, Boss has a record of being right a lot.
Yeah,
so we'll see. Thanks so much for calling in. We're going to try and take one more caller before we wrap up. Let's see. Do we have a caller on the line?
He's the best.
Yes, he is.
Yes, this is Travis.
Hey, Travis. Do you have a question or a top five for us today?
Travis Denson?
Yeah.
What's up, dude?
Dude, what's going on?
How's everything? How's the whiskey business? You back on that train?
No, not exactly. I'm kind of off and on.
All right. I like it.
I don't know. It is what it is, though.
Yeah, I hear you.
I can't believe I got you guys. I really honestly can't believe I'm standing here.
You're the best, dude. You know that.
Well, I was just watching, and I haven't seen you guys in a couple of weeks, or live at least, so I figured I'd get on the train and
we had to get Sarah back on camera. People were like, they were going through withdrawals, obviously.
I was banned from the show because of Super Bowl. And I wasn't doing it by myself.
She was going to do the show by herself. It's crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
In a bikini, obviously, but it would have been weird. Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to chuck my beer.
Well,
what you got? You got a top five or you got a question?
Well, I was thinking about the top five. Of course, obviously, Deadpool, which I did see this weekend, was absolutely phenomenal. The miracles of humanity that movie do, for real.
Yeah, it's a ton of cash.
And then, let's see, number two would... you know, I'm not sure. I wouldn't necessarily put the whole faith, that whole faith movie thing, that mm-hmm. what is it called, Risen?
Risen.
I wouldn't put that. It's pretty... I would put that at least... I'm going a little further ahead of him on a second. Number one, Deadpool. Number two, Kung Fu Panda. Number three, Risen.
Okay.
I like
that. Okay, number four. Not so high as number two, but never underestimate the power of a Christian theme thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Which is cool, though. It's cool. Number four would definitely be this race movie, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, of course, number five. You know,
is
I'm gonna go ahead and just say Zoolander 2. I heard it was awful, obviously.
Wow.
Awful,
we have two people now saying Zoolander 2 is gonna stick it in.
Yeah.
I mean,
look, the boss Turner is gonna be right, obviously. So we should probably.
Boss Turner is pretty much always right. So, yeah. But thank you so much for calling in, Travis.
Thanks for
watching us live this week. Always appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right. So I do think we are going to have to say goodbye before we do, before we give everyone our Twitters and things like that. We do have winners. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, everyone. So for Zoolander 2, we have Martin Johansson and Mono.
Nucleosis.
Bajajian?
Yeah, nucleosis.
And then for sorry for mispronouncing your name, for How to Be Single, we have our good friend Kristen. Hey, Kristen. She always wins.
Yeah, I know Kristen.
Yeah, uh-huh. Still over Point Break.
And finally, for the big one, we have an admin of Schmoville winning with Michael K.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah. So. Hmm. That one was Deadpool.
Mm. Right.
Just to let you know.
Wow.
And so he got that, which is very surprising.
That is very surprising.
Yes.
He went that high with it?
And
Jesus. Good for
we
you.
We have no 5 for 5 winners.
Mm. No, I don't think anybody would get
that.
No. Everybody had Zoolander higher than they would expect.
Yes.
That was a linchpin.
That was the curveball. But thank you all so much for watching us, for tuning in.
Mm-hmm.
iTunes is a big thing for us. If you could go on, if you have just a minute, if you go on and rate us or write a comment, that'd be really helpful.
Yes.
You can also find us on Twitter. I'm at @Sarah_Stretton.
I'm at Squad Leader Ace.
At Bob Finstuck.
And I love you guys.
Yeah,
we appreciate you.
Yeah, we got a couple of new things and new formats we're trying to work on for you guys to bring a better experience. Overall experience, clearly.
Better listening/viewing experience.
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Have a good week, guys.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.